Appreciate it, Ryan. Appreciate it, Juan.
Mm-hmm.
Renee.
Morning.
Hi.
Or good morning, good afternoon.
It's time for you to go.
Whatever.
Oh, I saw the picture day.
So cute. I had to, but I kept it. I couldn't let him see me before we went into the church. Then he would just be like, hiding it back.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, that's so good. He was so quiet. Because he was eating the whole time.
That part. Oh, that's fine. So I didn't print up the agenda because I jacked up my printer. And so then I went online trying to fix it. So I did. And then I thought, oh my God, I forgot anything. I'm like, there's one thing, it's another. So what I did is I took a picture of the agenda.
Oh, well, that's good. I was going to pull it up on my phone, on my computer right now. That's exactly what I was.
I have a piece of paper. We can share.
Okay.
So I have a way of naming files so that I know where to find them and what version. And I do the minutes for the art museum board. I'm the secretary this year.
Oh,
cool.
So
what,
anyway,
did you miss a meeting? Or
missed
what?
A meeting, exactly.
So you get the honor.
I printed it out and I was going to proofread this morning to send it out. And I'm like, that's the wrong day. I'm going, that's the wrong content. That's the right name. So where's my darn file? Oh. I just had to back away from the computer because I'm like, I don't have time. I can't
show with this right now.
Take a walk around the block.
Why don't you make a type it in when you're just right there? Just to see if you look paying attention like me. Is that
what you're
doing? Well, my housekeeper there. So I have
you don't expect me to read.
Yeah, my desk off, so she.
Believe me, I work with
reorganize.
A lot of
I just get everything I put in a drawer. Take it out so I can.
And reorganize, yeah. So everybody, oh my gosh. So we're going to take a little vacation down to for a golf tournament down in Coronado. So I go online, right? This golf tournament is in August. They were booked.
Summer, yeah, no chance.
And I have, a timeshare. So then I just went through another way and I got something, but it's not in Coronado. I wanted to get to see in Coronado because that's where the golf tournament is at.
Well, the Hotel Del probably has a suite.
You could probably get in there.
$1,000, probably.
More than that.
I mean, I've stayed there before, but it's been like 30 years ago.
Well, prices have changed a lot.
Oh, they have. Yeah. I saw the price. I'm like, holy moly. I used to live in San Diego, so it was, I'm real familiar with a lot of the everything there. But
why would anybody want to
you
were
there?
Wow.
So, are you ready to be chair?
Yeah.
Huh?
that meant you didn't say no, so that means yes.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Oh my lord!
Who knows?
Well,
who's not gonna be
that would take effect until when?
Right now, you would take over.
Holy Molinsky! Okay. I had to have been the chair of something for.
I know, so you're
since
overdue.
I think
that's what that means.
That's
you're
what
due.
Holy vey.
That was easy.
I think she volunteered to be the vice chair. So
no, because I have two.
That's what
men.
I thought she. That's what I heard too.
I mean, I think there's that implication.
When she volunteered you,
and I'm on the nominating committee.
Conflict of interest, right? You can't.
Conflict of interest.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Okay, so really.
So is that why it says my name there? I'm welcome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Welcome. Welcome to your new role. I think that's what it was.
Okay. Do you want me to email it? Or
I didn't see that on the agenda.
It is on the agenda. It was supposed to be done last.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Relate.
For an important day.
Maybe you're just having too much fun.
Maybe that's what it is. I blame her right there. That's who I blame.
What did I do?
Well, no, you weren't here to defend yourself, so yeah, that's why we're blaming you.
Okay. What did I do?
It's all good.
Okay. I'm okay with it. Whatever it is, we'll figure it out. Oh, I can't fix that part. It's cold in my office.
It's cold in your office.
Yeah. It's an interesting place, this building.
Wow.
And sometimes when I come, I don't sit here because it's very cold right here sometimes.
Yeah.
Right now it's probably okay because it's cold outside.
So it all blends.
It all kind of blends together, but yeah.
That's why I like that
pattern.
Yeah.
Your middle initial isn't B's.
No, it's A. Why?
The notorious RBG.
RBG, yeah. So close.
So close.
Robert calls me RG4. Because
that's fair.
I'm close. I'm really close to a tall black guy that plays football.
I mean, I'd be hard to picture.
Mix us out. Yeah. Like
if you both walked in.
If
together,
Robert
Griffin like,
and I walked in at the same time, you'd be like, wait, which one is our?
Probably go up to his waist. I mean,
I might only make it up to his waist. That guy's big.
Yeah, well, yeah. Usually those guys are pretty big.
Yeah. Which I guess, I mean, if you're gonna play football and get hit by other giant refrigerators,
yeah.
You should probably also, like, that's why basketball. What Derek Fisher? I was like, that guy's tiny.
Yeah.
How is he playing with all those other tall people?
And he's like 6'1", 6'2".
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And he looks. Super short. I'm like, that guy's my height and not accurate at all.
No.
He's still a giant human.
Yeah.
Yeah.
6'1". Wow.
No, I don't like standing next to tall people. It's right. Right?
Yeah,
stresses
because,
you out, right?
Yeah.
Super tall people.
Six,
what?
Six,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I already had surgery on my neck, so I don't need it again.
I know. Yeah. I'm looking up thing.
My sister, she was almost 6'5".
Really?
She was tall.
Well, you're tall. You're taller than me.
She's
I mean,
the other day.
You are the one nominating committee along with Dwight here between the two of you.
I think we'll try to adopt it.
I'm hoping that would be possible.
Yeah, I think so too.
Hi. Hello, how are you?
How are you? How's everyone?
Fine.
Hello, sir.
I haven't won lotto yet, but I'm fine.
Are you playing? You're playing at least, right?
Well, they asked me what I wanted for my birthday, and I told them, I said, I just got a bunch of lotto tickets. And so I'm still going through them.
Oh, fun.
There's scratch off.
Nice.
I hear, whatever. I mean, I don't need anything, really. You know, I have
friends who insist on buying me stuff, and I don't know what I can do except refuse it one day, because I said,
I don't need anything.
I don't need stuff. Yeah.
Thank you for the candle.
And if I need it, I will go out and buy it myself.
Sure. That's right.
For sure. If I need it, I have it.
Grown ass woman. I can buy my own stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
Doing it for years. So what do you do with it all? Do you like re-gift it to other people?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Or a basket for some. Yes. For a basket for some worthy fundraiser. Yeah.
I say, let's go to lunch. You know,
yes.
Come over, bring a bottle.
It's a time thing. Yeah.
So
Marisa told me that one time that she did with the kids. Mm-hmm. She doesn't buy them things. She'll go out and do something.
And I'm like, that's a good idea. So I started telling my friends, I'm like, Ellie doesn't need anything. I get it. She's 8. Don't buy her anything else. Right. She's got enough stuff. If you want to hang out with her, go get your nails done.
Mm-hmm.
Go do something. See, look at, she's got ideas now. Like, she doesn't need a Barbie or even more science stuff.
Take her to Disneyland.
Well,
that's
just
that
going
to make a change.
One of my girlfriends took her to go see the Nutcracker.
Oh, nice.
Good. You're a ballet dancer. I don't want to go. I've seen it too many times. This is great.
My niece is a nephew. I can sit with
her. Yes. Yeah. My mom takes her to the movies.
Mm-hmm.
Great. I don't want to see the new Rise of Gru movie. This is great. You go.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I totally see you as a Minion person.
Oh, totally. But I want to
totally
see it at home.
See you. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I'll watch
yeah, you
it
don't
want
to go outside.
I don't want to go outside.
I got
yeah.
you.
I have to go outside to come here. Like,
I mean, that's
enough.
That's tough
that's
enough,
enough
right?
Hey, Mike, how you doing? I mean, I walk past your house a couple times a week,
mm-hmm.
but
mm-hmm.
this morning she didn't go to school.
My
so
dog,
I walked past
you
that
see
way.
You too.
Hey, friend, how you doing? You know,
face hurts, but
I'm
man, it's okay.
You're living the dream.
Oh, yeah.
Katie's got 70 days, so she's back.
And you know, I like to try to keep things
with her masks.
Ah, already she's done.
Yeah.
Mike, that's awesome. Congratulations.
Congratulations. 5 weeks from Saturday. 5 weeks from Monday.
And she'll have her master's. That's
in 2 years in Boston.
Nice.
Is she going to stay?
It's cold.
No, she's coming here.
Good.
She already north. Or, she already hired at North.
Excellent.
Okay.
Congrats. I did not know that.
She was a first choice at Poly, North, and STEM.
Good. Feeder schools.
Nice to be one.
It's nice. I'm sure you and Lisa are glad she's going to be home. Yeah. You sent her away, and the fact that she's coming back is impressive. With a job.
Yeah, but the master's with a job.
Yeah.
We don't have our bartender back.
That's the most important
one. She gets out of school. She has water polo practice.
Yeah.
Makes cocktails for mom and dad.
Yeah.
And gets dinner started. If
she's not coming at all. Yeah. So we are.
Yeah, like
we're just waiting for. Do we know about Fazia?
Oh no,
Fazia said she had meetings in Riverside today, and if she didn't have to go back to Corona, that she'd be here, and not she would have to call in.
Okay, so maybe. Oh, and, but if we're having trouble live streaming, would she be able to?
Can you call in on the Zoom? Let
okay.
I'm gonna call her.
I mean, we have enough people to.
Yeah, we have that forum. We're having technical difficulties with live streaming, so if any public comment comes in, we can send them that information. So nothing so far. I'm going to send Fazia the Zoom link as well, and then you're good to go for starting.
All right, you just let me know when.
Hold on, let me send her that.
Yeah, well, I'm a San Diego State grad.
Oh,
so please.
Yay.
Yes, from
first final
BA
four.
And master's. I know.
Yeah, that and not the winning game, but the winning shot of this first game.
Oh, yes,
that was
awesome.
It's from Polly.
I know Polly. Colin's
right.
friend, our son. They were in the same class.
That's
friends.
Right. And then there was another a student who he was at he's from San Bernardino. And then there's a third one that's from the Inland Empire. I think it was from Moreno Valley. So that
people
team,
got those two mixed. They said the kid from Poly lived in Moreno Valley, and I'm like,
no,
I don't really know how that works, but okay.
Wow, but no, there was another one.
There
like,
it was
looked,
multiple on the same looked, on the same roster.
Same roster.
Yeah, yeah.
I looked it up. I'm like, IE is represented.
There
yeah.
You know. Yep. Well, they've always been at San Diego State. Kawhi played there.
Quite yeah,
right.
He did. Leonard. Yeah.
And now he said with him got mixed up with Moreno Valley because he went to King, but he lived in Moreno Valley at the time.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
So
that's
got,
what that
yeah.
one was. Yeah.
No, Mafia, so you can start.
Okay. All right, so we're good?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we will call the meeting of the Measure C Citizens Bond Oversight Committee to order at 3:03. Good afternoon to everybody. I'll just make that announcement that the issues with live stream, so if you are trying to watch the live stream, apologize, but you can connect via Zoom and you can still make any comments, any public comments through Zoom. So apologize to anybody who's trying to watch via live stream. So I think the first thing we'll do, it's not on here, but is we'll rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Before I do the roll call, just for public comment, as we mentioned, you have a couple different ways for public comment. For anybody who would like to do that, you can make a, if you are here in the room, which I don't see anybody, you could do a public comment here in person. You can do it via Zoom, and there is a way to complete the virtual comment form, and we will connect you via Zoom. Or you could have always sent an email to cboc@rccd.edu, any of which are available ways to make public comment. While we wait for those to come in, we'll do an official roll call for those purposes. So we'll start with Member Delgadillo.
Present.
Member Petty is absent. Member Reynolds.
Here.
Excellent. Member Rizvi is absent. Member Tate
here.
Is here. Member Vall
here.
Is here. And I am here, Member Avery. All right, so that gives us a quorum of 5 present, 2 absent. All right, so I guess we will see if there's any public comment, anybody trying to call in for that. All right, seeing none. If that does change and somebody calls in based upon the changes, just let us know. We'll get them taken care of. So the first thing is a welcome, another welcome to Member Delgadillo, who got re-upped for another term. So thank you for your service and welcome to another term on the board. So thank you very much for that.
We are live streaming, just so everybody's aware.
All right, now we got to look pretty on the live stream. All right. So, thank you, Member Delgadillo, for your service. So then the next item up is the election of chair and vice chair of the committee. Apologize to everyone. This was supposed to be done at the last committee meeting, but we did not get it on the agenda through oversight. So apologize to everyone in the room and anyone else who may be paying attention to that. So apologize. So the first item is a election of chair. Do we have any nominations for chair? Member Reynolds?
I nominate Monica Delgadillo.
Do you accept that nomination?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. Member Delgadillo, are there any other nominations for chair? All right, perfect. Well then we will take a vote on Member Delgadillo becoming the new chair. Let's just do it all at once. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All those opposed? Any abstentions? So that passes 5-0. Congratulations, Member Delgadillo. I should say Chair Delgadillo on your selection. Does that mean does she go? Oh, did we have to do that? Did we mess up?
Probably.
Sorry. So I'll go back. Member Reynolds motioned.
I'll second.
Member Vall seconded. I apologize for my lack of knowledge there. So now we have a motion and a second for Member Delgadillo to become the chair. Once again, we'll do the vote. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? So it passes 5-0. Congratulations now officially once again. So to now... She's got it.
She's the chair.
You're right it.
Now? Run the meeting.
You're
oh,
it.
Okay.
That's right. Good job. <Yeah. laughs>
Okay. So now let's have the vice chair selection.
Do they have to be here?
I mean,
because I have more options.
Yeah. I don't know if they need to be or not. But then I guess they would need to.
They would have to accept.
Yeah.
So do we have any nominations for a vice chair?
I guess you could nominate somebody and they could rescind it. They could decline it. I don't have Robert's rule.
Who do you want to nominate?
Yeah, who did
Fazia.
You?
Fazia.
Okay.
Fazia Rizvi. I haven't talked to her about it, but why not?
All right, I'll second that. She's not here. She can't. No.
I anticipate Fazia would accept it, but yeah.
Okay. Okay, all those in favor of Fazia as
aye.
The vice chair?
Aye.
Do we need a roll call on that?
Who first and who seconded the motion?
Patricia first.
Patricia Reynolds.
And I second.
Okay, we're good.
Okay. So we're good? Okay, I haven't been a chair or something for
no, you're fine.
Time, so I'm like, okay. Okay, approval of the minutes. Can we move on?
No, you need to take a vote on that
oh,
one.
Oh, need to take a vote. Sorry. See, I messed up.
Just so you know, Monica, everything's on the board, too.
Yeah, all those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Aye. Good? No opposed? Any opposed?
No
abstentions. No abstentions? Thank you.
You're good.
Okay, we're good. So, approval of the minutes.
You got out of that one, Patricia. if you didn't, I was going with you. So.
Approval of the minutes. Has everybody had an opportunity to review the minutes?
I will move to approve the minutes from the last meeting.
Okay. Do we have a second? Okay. It's been moved and seconded that the minutes be approved.
If you can do me a favor, who did the first and the second? If you could say your name. Sorry.
She's behind.
Avery.
Was
yep.
Tate.
Thank you.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. And any abstentions? Or opposition? Nope. Okay. So we're good. Thank you. No. Thank you very much. Now we can move on to Measure C financial update. The report of March 31st. So.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Let's see here. Okay, so this one's the, as you can see, the project commitment summary report. And this report is the summary of all the activities since March 31st, 2023, forgive me. The highlighted sections throughout the report are reflecting kind of transaction changes that happened last meeting. So as you can see here, we had a change in our cash on hand. In an amount of about $535,000 or so. And this is mainly attributed to the Ben Clark Training Center project, the amount of $445,000, ongoing staffing costs, the amount of about $36,000, and life science, physical science project, in the amount of about $7,000. And the balance is made up of very small payments that you'll see throughout the pretty much concludes my report. Are there any questions?
That's what happens towards the end.
Thank you. Sorry, no questions? All right, thank you very much. So now, how about the capital program executive summary report?
Yes.
You too? You're busy. All right.
There we go. All right. So, this report reflects any kind of budget changes for the period of January through March 31st of 23. And there are no changes. So that concludes my report. Any
you
questions?
Easy today.
Yeah, slow quarter.
Yeah.
The rain.
Okay. Yeah.
No changes, no questions.
No changes.
Okay. All right.
Great.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's see. All those in, so we move to accept it and put. Oh, info only. Oh, okay. Measure C projects update.
All right, that's me. Good afternoon, everyone.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
We have two board reports this period. The first one is the approving the construction management services for Riverside City College football field and running track replacement in the total amount of $102,000. Next board report, you'll find it in page 53. Any question on this one?
That already went to the board and passed?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct. Okay.
That was in March. This board report regarding the resolution number 38, authorizing the general contractor qualification package for the Marina Valley Student Service Renovation Project. So the board approved the resolution, which allows us and applies us to issue the request for qualification and create a pool of general contractor to bid out for the project. We started to do this process 3 years ago in order to really, pre-qualified general contractor mm-hmm. who can bid out for projects that have the financial capacity, they have a low claim issues and budget.
Is that for the student services building at Moreno Valley?
That's cool.
Okay. Yeah. I think we took a mini tour of that.
Probably you did the
welcome a file
center.
That.
The welcome center or
the welcome center.
Yes, that's what the welcome center.
Yeah. This one is basically the major renovation. Yeah.
Next door.
Oh, okay, next door.
Mm-hmm. The old one.
The old student services building. Okay, I needed help.
The library. Remember the library.
I just have a quick curiosity question. Not to take. How many people now they've been doing the RFQ before the RFP? How many? I mean, now they know the process, right? That people know. Do you still have a lot of contractors that respond to the RFQ that aren't qualified?
Yes, we do actually. For this particular one, we received originally four requests for qualification or response to the qualification, and we felt that's really a small number, so we extended the RFQ for 3 more weeks. We got 6, of which only 4 are now qualified.
Gotcha. Yeah. And so just those 4 will be able to respond to the RFP.
Correct.
All right, I was just curious how many.
Yeah, we do a lot of outreach, put it in the newspaper. We also ask our construction manager to send it to their network, and we do a lot of outreach to get, participation. But this one is relatively small, it's about $5 million projects, so not a lot of firms would be more interested, but still a significant
price. Yes.
All right. As far as the project update, we'll start off with the life science, physical science, Riverside City College. The project is currently under construction, as you all know, and the anticipated delivery date and occupancy will be summer next year. we have experienced some delay in the
summer of
24. Okay. Did I say summer 24? We have learned from the industry about some equipment, major equipment delay, transformer, main switch gear. So we have been working actually with the general contractor and with the architect and in the and the construction manager in order to really procure those equipment earlier in order to make sure that we all are on time. So the supply chain is due to the COVID still an issue, but we try to mitigate them as we move along. The next project is at Riverside City College is the football field and inviting time for placement. The good news, we received a permit from DSA and our board approved the construction management services that you introduced to you 2 minutes ago. We started also the demo of the existing field and running track, so it's already been demoed. We wanted to really demo this one ahead of time to make sure if there is any unforeseen, but looks fine. We don't have any unforeseen issue. We are currently bid out the project, and the construction will start in April after the board approved the lowest responsible and responsive bidder in next month. Actually, this month, in a week.
Yeah. So still on schedule for football this year?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we're doing all our due diligence. I mean, we are working on the 5 different paths to make sure this project deliver on time. This is why.
Yes.
I mean, all the signs tell us yes.
Good.
We already started. All the materials on procurement. We're gonna deliver them ahead of time, mainly the turf, the carpet. We're gonna start at the college to make sure that's already been delivered, and also the other material. So our goal is to get it by fall. At Marina, the last project is already student services at Marina Valley College, and we are doing the pre-qualification as we speak, and next will be the date. We'll start the construction also with the email. Yes.
I have a question. So if in case they're not ready in the fall, will they still be going to Ramona? Aren't they playing at Ramona, the football?
I think that UCLA. My understanding is UCLA.
Huh?
I think they practice at UCLA, but
they played at football Ramona last year.
Last year they played at Ramona last year.
I think they're you're probably right. I mean, they practice sometimes at UCR, but they do I don't remember when we did, you know, what.
But nobody plays on because they don't have a football team.
Polly plays on it. North plays on it.
The UCR?
Not at UCR.
They used to.
Not anymore.
Oh, okay.
No, they play Ramona. Yeah.
Okay.
Ramona and King are the two.
Because Polly and North don't have stadium size. Right. But yeah.
They used to play in Austin.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah. I didn't know that they even maintain it. Why would they do that? Because they don't have.
They maintain the track.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
they do have a good track.
That's why the field is in the middle of the track. So they maintain, and that was something that Tim did before. That's when he did Undercover Boss. They got the money, and that's when they did the upgrade of the track.
Yeah, I'm not aware of it.
Yeah.
You need to do Undercover Boss.
I don't think he, I don't know, man. I think people would notice. They probably wouldn't. I mean, Tim's pretty recognizable, and nobody noticed him.
I serve as a disabled student counselor. You know, so I sat in the office, and they came in, and some of them didn't know me, so I counseled them.
It worked.
Wow. Any other questions?
No. Are they good at the order? No?
Okay, so now we have, do we accept this? Or?
Yeah, we don't have to.
We don't have to. Everything's just
good. Everything's good.
Oh, okay, it's good. So item 8, business from committee members. Anybody?
It's my understanding then that the Moreno Valley project is the last project under Measure C?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean these three projects are actually the last project in the Measure C.
But the first two are underway already. These you're just
right, but the life sciences will be the last one to finish.
You think so? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you're talking timing, yes.
Mm-hmm. It's also a bigger project.
Right.
So another year.
Summer next year.
Summer, right. Yeah. So yeah.
And most likely, I think also Marina Bali would be 8 months, so that's what we summer as well. I mean,
it'll be close.
Any other business from or questions from members of the committee? No.
Does it make sense to continue meeting in person for 20 minutes, or should we go back to Zoom?
that's the will of the group.
Yeah.
If you guys would prefer. We'll move it back to a virtual setup. To set up virtually? No.
Yeah, comment on that one. But the
technicality of doing it on Zoom is less work than in person because we still have to set up the virtual side. So, but that's a non-issue. So that's at the.
Whatever you
say,
I
don't know if that's a good use of our time.
Yeah.
Well, it's only two or three. There's a couple more meetings this year. There'll be next year, and it's going to wrap up.
Yeah,
but in 25, right?
This year.
Yeah, I don't know if you could ballpark, but we've still got what 3-ish years between them on the money side to do spend down.
I would say probably, first quarter, second quarter,
5-6.
Five.
Yeah.
Five.
Okay, so 25.
Yeah, because still, even.
So still 2 more years ish.
Okay.
But we do quarterly meetings, so that's, to your point, that's 8-ish meetings.
Based on your guys' attendance, you guys do get better attendance with
when it's on Zoom.
I will say that, just from attendance.
And I'm good with
perspective.
Zoom.
Whatever the interest of the group is, I guess, so.
We'll take it, for the next meeting, we'll take a poll, and if the collective wants to do it on Zoom, that's where we'll set it up.
Yeah, maybe put it in the email that we're going to vote on whether to switch back to Zoom. So
yeah.
That way people are aware.
For now, send out a note. And...
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there any other questions or discussion from the members of the committee?
No.
No? I want to thank our staff for the report. Thank you very much. And thank you to the committee members, and thank you, Dr. Isak.
Yep.
Okay. And Rebecca.
Thank you. Thank you for being chair.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Great job.
Okay.
Thanks. Are we adjourning? You need to officially.
I think you need to officially adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn.
I need to move to adjourn.
I move to adjourn.
There it is.
Avery seconds.
Okay. It's been 2 seconds for us to adjourn. So be it.
Yeah. That's all you need. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Outstanding job.
Yep.
Great job.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rebecca.
Thanks.
Thank you.
In one of these summer, you have to come when Katie gets back.
Yes.
Because we got our new kitchen.
Right, Sarah.
Okay, totally.
Oh, yeah, but like it doesn't have a
key.
And
only
have
your
barbecue.
It doesn't even.
Okay.
We tore out all the
everything.
Walls. And so it's now.
Oh, my God. It's so open. I love it.
So that's a 4x10.
Okay.
And that goes the other way. So we put a wall back in, so we have pocket doors for the front room.
Okay.
So these are goes in the morning.
Sure.
That's a coffee bar.
Nice.
Wine bar, noir bar, plates, and stuff, and glasses. This is a couple of days.
Nice.
Let me see.
Or like a child.
That is so cute.
This is putting all this.
Dropping the marble.
It's actually granite,
okay,
but it weighed like 600
a million pounds.
Pounds.
Yeah,
yes,
but it goes bam, it's done.
Yeah, no, they just drop it on and get it on the glue, and that's it. That's you almost have like one shot, and then it's done.
She got that one.
I love it.
The other side.
That's your marriage ring, right?
The shop, I love it.
Go floral
on your shop. Oh, totally.
Yeah,
it's got like a. So this is good. That's the stovetop's here.
Got it.
So we got the
built in. I like it.
And that's the Wolf double convection oven.
Nice.
And
yeah, you gotta have double ovens.
It's got the Viking grill.
Double ovens on the way to go.
Well, there was the.
I love it.
Irene.
Bye. Thank you.
Say Charles.
See you guys. So that's
nice.
45.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like a galley. It's got all the little pieces.
Yeah. Thanks, Renee.
Yeah.
Strip. That was a really good project. Stripping off 4 or 5 coats
layers.
Of oil,
yeah.
Oil-based enamel.
God.
It was like very painful.
That's awesome, man. I love it. New
so
floor.
That, oh yeah, all new floor.
I love it. Yeah, I can't wait to come over.
So that's. We have cardboard down everywhere, but that's
yeah to walk on.
Yeah, new door outside.
Yeah. No, tell us, Larry. Now come over. I like the bar stools too.
That's pretty. One of my best buddies from my fraternity.
Yeah.
His son started racing Ferraris. He had to buy a Ferrari, and then he had to buy 2 racing Ferraris. And so his second race, he gets the number 2. Spot on
ball.
And then
he spits out.
No,
okay,
that's him winning the race.
Fuck.
So
that's awesome.
So he goes to so a bar we were at.
Nice.
We went to St. Patrick's Day in Boston with Katie.
Yeah,
went to the parade.
Probably
in South
crazy.
Boston. Oh yeah. Oh, went to Harvard.
Nice.
And I was laughing because I go, you know, all the congressional Democrats says, oh, we can't have walls. But they all went to Harvard.
Yeah.
Harvard is a big wall.
It's all a, yeah, all the way around it. All the way around it. Ivy Leagues. All of them have it. Love it.
Was there any more pictures of the kitchen? Well, that's the parade at Southie.
That's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Just so many.
Oh, so we're sitting there. And we can go to this bar. We get off the T, which is like the subway thing, right?
Yeah.
So we go down like 3 stops from the hotel. We check out of the hotel. It's only you can park here till 5. Okay, we have a 4:30 flight. So we go down here and we're walking like 1 block is the where the T stop is the start of the parade.
Okay.
So we walk like a block and there's this Irish bar there.
Yeah.
So we go in and it's and then, oh, tables, can we sit? He goes, yeah, but 90 minute limit because it's gonna be crowded.